Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 752. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of going through some various different important halachas in reference to making a hefsek, whether it's the middle of the bracha, after the bracha, before one ate, how much one should eat. So we've been talking about all these various different things. I just want to explain an interesting thing, which he brings down over here. There's a Sefer Oitzer Halachas. We're not really getting into it right now, but he does bring it down, so I just want to bring it up. Before I do that, and that is the differentiation, which we started to talk about last year in reference to a short bracha and a long bracha. And there are some various different halachas which apply to each. Again, we're not going to get into all the halachas now, but just a few things which he does mention right here on the spot. In our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. But before we do that, I just want to mention one thing. He does bring down to the Sefer Oitzer Halachas, in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Samach Beis. He says, that which we spoke about, it's a good thing to eat a kazayas. He says, there are some who even want to say, V'kach Kasav, B'shulchan Hatur, Vayin Shem D'Lachadchil, Yoichal Kebeya. Take a v'achar amayti v'achkach yochel shar hamacholam. The Shulchan Hatur says that l'chadchil, it's a good thing to even eat a kebeya of bread. Let's say somebody washes, right? Not to do a Shabbos, just generally washing. It's a good thing before you eat, right after amayti, it's a good thing to eat a kebeya if it's possible. Again, l'chadchil, it's not something that must be done, and it's not something, you know, a person, there's no question of making off a brachas, whatever. It's a good thing if it's possible. That l'chadchila to eat a kebeya, an egg's worth of bread, of challah matzah, whatever it is a person's eating, after the hamaitzi, and then only first after, and then to talk out if they have to, whatever, and then afterwards to eat the other foods. Because like this, you know, a person sort of like in the clear, being the fact that l'chadchila for sure one is supposed to eat an egg's worth in a kebeya of bread, l'chadchila, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in conjunction with making the Netilas Yadayim. So that's the right way it was supposed to be done. Of course, if somebody ate a kazayas of bread, the Netilas Yadayim is still good. There are many major, major poskim who say it would still be good on a kazayas b'diyeva, but l'chadchila, we try and eat a kebeya. So it brings down the Shulchan Atur. Again, l'chadchila, if it's possible to eat a kebeya, eggs worth of bread, challah matzah, whatever it is the person's eating, before they even eat other foods, before they talk out and everything else like this, you know, you're sort of in the clear. You don't have to worry about, did I eat? And also to do it under a 4-minute period, b'chdei achilas pras. Like this, a person doesn't have to worry about, did I have a 4-minute period, which is b'chdei achilas pras, where I ate a kebeya, where I ate a kazayas. You know, you're done. It's you're good to go, as they say. And you don't have to worry about it the whole meal. Did I eat enough? Not eat enough? Whatever the case is. Okay. So that's just something he brings down. Again, l'chadchila. B'dieved, the other things, like we spoke about, even a kazayas, if somebody doesn't eat, as long as somebody swallowed. And even then, it's a big b'shas adchak, but there is what to rely on. So just to go through real quickly what he brings down in reference to, he says, from the time of, in Oiz Tez Zayin, again, our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Oiz Tez Zayin, Mishah Shehizcha Levarech, Berchas Hamaitzi, from the time a person makes a Hamaitzi, he says, for who I didn't know. So this is getting back to what I started talking about with the short bracha and the long bracha. Just again, we're not getting into it halachically right now, but he does bring it down just to mention it, that people should be aware. Mishra Shehizcha Levarech, Berchas Hamaitzi, for who I didn't, Beshar Berchas Hanenin, at the time a person makes a regular bracha, any type of bracha, right? A short bracha, bar pri adama, bar pri eight, those are all short brachas, bar hamaytzi lechem and aretz. Then it's also leila hafsek b'chol elu advarim. One is not allowed to be mafsek in all these various different things. You can't say amen, you can't say amen, you can't say kedusha, you can't say, you know, whatever the case is, you can't say, you can't answer the Kaddish, you can't, whatever the case is, the person can't be, you can't talk out in the middle of a bracha for anything, basically, that's the bottom line. But so that's only, the Gamba Emsa bracha, that's only by a short bracha. But Birchas HaMoitzi, V'shah Birchas HaPeris, like Birchas HaMoitzi, other Birchas HaPeris, or whatever it is, on fruits, vegetables, these are various different type of things, like we said, or Shahakol, short bracha, you can't talk out, finish. But now he said, Masha'en came be Emsa bracha, Arucha, when we're dealing with a longer bracha, what's called what we know as a bracha arucha. So then there's what we call a little bit more wiggle room, if you want to call it. For example, he brings down We're not going to get into all the brachas aruchas right now, but for example, a very famous one. He brings down number one Krishma, Birchas Krishma, but even more famous that applies to everybody who, you know, on a daily basis all the time, Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar is something along those lines. Now, there are some exceptions, so it's not something really that you could apply across the board, but let's say, for example, let's take Asher Yatzar, like he brings down. One would be allowed to answer. Let's say Baruch Hu. Let's say they're in shul, right? They're making an Asher Yatzar. They hear Baruch Hu, so you could answer Baruch Hu. You could also answer. He brings down. You could answer Amen to Hakel Hakadosh. You could also answer Amen to Shemaya Tefillah. There are other Amens that you could also answer in Kaddish. The Mir Biolma Vimru Amen also at the end. That Amen could also be answered. Now, also Amen Yeheshme Rabba. Amen Yeheshme Rabba could also be answered. Like we said, the Mirim B'Yom and Vimra made that also, as far as Kaddish goes. That's as far as Kaddish goes. And, also by Kaddushi, you could answer Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kavod Hashem. It's sort of like the same, runs along the same lines as like a Milav Elokeinu Tzar. Things that we could answer Milav Elokeinu Tzar, basically in, let's say, in the middle of Asher Yatzar, which Asher Yatzar would have a din, would have a halacha as a bracha, a ruch, a longer, quote unquote, a halachic longer bracha. So the same type of things could be answered in the Asher Yatzar, and also Birchas Krishma, like he brings down. But like I said, you can't really apply it across the board. There are certain exceptions when it comes to the longer brachas. So we'll see when we learn those halachas. But I just wanted to bring it out now. I felt it was important. He does bring it down, does the Sefer Yisrael halachas right here on the spot, and especially Asher Yatzar, which is something that comes up, I know by myself, all the time. You know, persons in shul, you're making Asher Yatzar, and then all of a sudden there's a Baruch Hu. Could I answer Baruch Hu? All of a sudden there's a main to Hakel HaKadosh. Could I answer that? So these are things you could answer. Now, a regular main you can't. Somebody, if all the other mains in general, one cannot, right? You hear somebody making a bracha. I'm making an Asher Yatzar, and I hear somebody else making a bracha to something else, to Al Natil Sadaim, or I hear somebody else making a Maisi, so then you can't. That main you cannot, you would not be able to answer. It's only the mains that we mentioned. The same halach is, the same amains and same things you could answer that are able to be answered in Elikai Netzar, which is what we mentioned, most of them anyways, those same things in the Bracha Rucha, like Asher Yatzar, one would also be allowed to mention. But not just Stam, any amain for sure, not Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai for sure, also not, and so on. Okay, I just wanted to bring it out because he does bring it out over here on the spot. It's an important thing. Again, there's a lot more to talk about when we talk about the Bracha Arucha, the longer Bracha, and some of those halachas, how it applies. But the differentiation, just want to bring out the point today, is that by a short Bracha, you can't answer at all, period. By the short, meaning, again, Shehakol, Ho'adama, Ha'eitz, all these, Hamaitzi, all those are all short Brachas. Those short Brachas, you can't answer anything in middle, but the Bracha Arucha, like Asher Yatzar, Birchas Krishma, the things we mentioned, and in conjunction with the halachas of Elokei Netzar, one will be allowed to mention. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch Kol Tov.